Welcome to episode 369 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 12th of March 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob and myself, Daryl, and our guest is Ian Marsh.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Hello, Brad.
Hello, Daryl. How are you, mate?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I'm good. Surviving the sort of tropical weather we're getting here in downtown Victoria. So, but no,
summer's over, mate. We shouldn't be getting no more hot weather.
I know. Tell that. I was telling to someone the other day that I think summer is acting like, you know, if you go to a party, you're the host of a party, and you've got one person left, and you want to go to bed, and they just keep staying and talking and talking, and you're saying, "Go home." That's summer.
That's summer. I won't go home.
It won't go home.
How's your week been, mate? Thanks for filling in.
No problem.
Good job, mate.
I think we managed to steer the ship in your absence, but now it's good that the captain's back. But it's been a good steady week here. A few things achieved at work, which is good. And nothing sort of exciting, but it's just been a good solid week.
March 22, Daryl, the Apple event will be on.
Yeah, might get a smaller iPhone or...
Yes, iPhone. That's the rumor. New iPad.
Yeah, I wonder if Steve Jobs is rolling in his grave there with the different sizes of
devices. I think an iPad Air 3 would be fantastic, even with the Apple Pencil.
I think there's room for the two lot. There's room for the big iPad Pro, but there's also room for an iPad Air if you don't want quite that size and you want a bit more portability.
Definitely.
So yeah,
is that the time that you may invest in a new iPad?
Yeah, it could be. I'll have a look at the iPad Air Air 3. I mean, a couple of weeks ago when I was in Melbourne, and you know, I went up to Myers and had a look at the Apple stuff there, and yeah, the iPad Pro. It's certainly looking at it in the flesh and looking at the screen resolution and. It was stunning. I mean, it was the resolution's just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, luckily I didn't have my credit card with me then, or I might have done something foolish.
Would you have got one?
Oh, we'll just look at it for a while there. I was looking at it thinking, I was sort of drooling and I had to step away that they didn't drool all over the iPad, but it was very, very, very nice.
Yeah, no, it is a great device. I use mine every day and I use it in bed and stuff and watch TV and stuff and movies and that sort of thing. And it is a great size, and
when I get my new cornea in the middle of the year, I might lash out and get one. I might have two good eyes working then, so I might even get better use of it.
Yep, definitely. Jacob, welcome back, mate. How's your week been?
All right. Yes, last week's podcast, it was a bomb.
It was a very fun podcast. Great to hear you and Steve and Daryl on.
Thank you.
And it's good to know that I can leave the podcast anytime and leave it in Daryl's hands. So, Jake, how's your week been, mate?
It's been all right. I haven't been able to do any reviews recently because my dad's put on a new door outside. So
How many times has he tried to put that on? Did he put it on now or is it on now?
It's on now. It's just on the other side where the door handle goes. He has to cut it back a little bit.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. What do you think they'll announce at the Apple event on March 22, Jacob?
I think the new iOS that they're going to come out with.
iOS 10, maybe they'll preview that.
But we're really waiting on 9.3.
Yeah, 9.3. Well, I want that definitely, especially with the Apple and TV. What's that?
And the Apple Watch.
Oh, Apple Watch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apple Watch.
Yeah, I read a while back they're going to be releasing a whole slew of updates.
Oh, definitely. I can't wait for that. And the Apple TV too.
And iView's on the Apple TV. Are you?
Oh, yes, that's correct. Yes, that's what I meant.
So that's really good, and that's going to get. I think actually that's might tip my mother over into buying it, because it's hard. I mean, she knew that it might come because she obviously kept saying, "But iView's not on it yet." And I said, "Look, it'll get there. Don't worry." But anyway, now it is. That might tip her over into getting herself an Apple TV.
Yeah, definitely. Are you an iView viewer?
Yeah, I am. I certainly use it on my iPad and computer and TV. And I know my mum's a big ABC fan too, and SBS. Mm. And so she uses iView when, you know, she can't watch it for whatever reason to catch up. And so that might be something that convinces her to get Apple TV.
Yeah, definitely. They're actually playing the first season of The Bill. You know the TV show The Bill?
Oh, The Bill, yeah.
Yeah, they're actually playing the season 2 at the moment on ABC TV.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic. I love Bill.
Yeah, I used to. I certainly used to watch it back in the day. But, yeah, that's a few years ago, Series 2. Because it went for a long, long time.
I think it's Series 2 or is it Series 1? Maybe. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, it's The Bill. Anyway, it's the first ones, you know,
Yep.
So, Jacob, what do you reckon at the Apple event, mate, coming up?
I think it's going to rock and roll. Is there anything new on Netflix?
New on Netflix? What do you mean? What's that got to do with the Apple event? Why did you steer towards that?
I want to ask you.
What?
Because you posted something earlier about Full House.
Oh, yeah, Full House. Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to mention that, but anyway, you did. But, Full House is on Netflix the whole season 8. 8 seasons.
Heck yeah, my mom's probably going to be out there watching the old ones, not the new one.
Exactly, and by the way, hello to Betty too, Jacob's mum. She was talking to me on Facebook now, which is cool.
Yes.
And anything else, Jacob, you want to mention, mate?
I wish it was a little cooler out here.
Well, I want cooler over here. I'll stop you. Is it hot there at the moment?
Yeah, it got up to like 86.
Gee, that's all right.
Okay.
And also shout out to Corey. What's his Twitter? CJNet. _ co. Shout out to Corey. Corey, appreciate you listening to the podcast, mate. And thanks for sharing the podcast each week, because I know you do it every week. Appreciate that, mate.
Thanks,
and,
Corey.
I actually throwed him a Spotify code.
Oh, good.
Last week, I think it was, or something. And I said that's you know, he deserved it, so I gave him one of them. And
that's a good point, really, for anyone who's listening to the podcast and who enjoys it, that it really helps if you do share it out, whether you just tweet it out or you drop it on Facebook or Google Plus or wherever. You might think you're doing very much, but all that little bit helps in getting the word out.
Definitely, mate. I agree 100%. So, shout out to Corey. Good on you, mate. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Do you want to say anything to Corey, Jacob?
Just rocking.
He's from Geelong, by the way, too. He's also a radio DJ too, I think.
Right down there in Cryo Bay in Geelong.
That's it. So let us know, Corey, if you hear this, and you may want to come on the show one day. We can get you on, have a chat. We've got Ian on. Welcome, Ian.
Hey guys, how you going?
How you going, mate? How's your week been?
Yeah, fantastic. I've been in Sydney teaching my business school students how to have a pretty amazing life themselves. So it's been absolutely flat out.
Good stuff, mate. And you're from Queensland.
I am. Yeah, living in God's country. It's spectacular up here on the Gold Coast, mate. Yeah,
nice one, mate. And you also got a book out too.
Yeah, I just finished my book, The Inconvenient Truth About Business Success: Why Most Business Owners Don't Become Millionaires. So,
okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Right,
it's actually gone off. I think, what was that term we heard Jacob say? It was a bomb. I just can't believe it. Thousands of books have gone out like hotcakes at the moment. It hasn't even hit the bookstores yet.
Oh, wow.
About to hit the bookstores, yeah.
Gee, that's crazy. Well done. That's good stuff, mate. Good stuff. All right, we'll go to some news, and then we'll come back and have a chat with you, Ian.
Yeah, sure. I look forward to it.
All right, mate, here we go. We've got some news here, and then we'll come back. Play this.
And here's some news, and the first one is from VentureBeat and Facebook Messenger for Windows 10, screenshots and video links leak. Oh, I was going to link, video leak. So this will be in the link will be in the show notes, so you can actually go and play the videos net yourselves. But during Microsoft's Surface event back in October 2015, the company also announced that Facebook is building universal Windows 10 apps for Facebook, Instagram and Facebook Messenger. Today's screenshot and a video of the third app have leaked courtesy of Window Blog Italia. One of the reasons I prefer Facebook Messenger to WhatsApp, this is what it says, is the desktop experience. Is I like being able to continue a conversation using a physical keyboard when I'm at home, whether I or anyone else will choose to use an app instead of just using Facebook's website, however, remains to be seen. And the video walks you through various features of the app. And so there's a couple of videos actually there and some screenshots. And it also has a feature list. And there was an update to this particular post. Facebook reached out to confirm the legitimacy of the leak. We're testing Messenger for Windows 10 to a small percentage of people in a few countries, a Facebook spokesman told VentureBeat. We don't have any additional details to share at this time. So it looks like Facebook are doing some native Windows 10 apps. The next story is Microsoft is looking into compensation for Xbox Live outages. So Brad might be, and Jacob might be interested in this one. If you're an Xbox One owner, you're probably not been too happy with Microsoft these past couple of weeks. Outages have been a pretty common occurrence, and communication from Microsoft about the issue hasn't exactly been the best. So what is Microsoft doing to make up to gamers? Well, at least one member of the team is working on it. Microsoft's Major Nelson is more or less people's representative at Microsoft. He's a director of programming, but he also spends a fair bit of time communicating directly with gamers about issues and upcoming features. Well, after an outpouring on Reddit, he stepped in on one of the biggest threads on the subject to give gamers a little bit of hope. The thread was started by someone wanting to get some sort of compensation for roughly 2 weeks of spotty service. After all, it's not a free service, and when you pay upwards of $60 a year for something and it doesn't work for a couple of weeks, you're going to get upset. The original poster specified that they had and others were looking for money, just maybe a bit of free Xbox Live Gold for all the time where the service was unavailable. Well, Major Nelson did respond by letting everyone know that he's brought the concerns to some of the more important decision makers on the Xbox team. While it might not go anywhere, he's promised to sit down one-on-one with the team and discuss some solutions that will make the community happy. So maybe good, maybe some good news for people using Xbox One Live that's been having some spotty issues. Apple Music partner Sonos sees its future in streaming voice control, and this is from Mac Rumors. Wireless audio company and Apple Music partner Sonos has announced it will lay off employees, as it restructures the business towards a new focus on music streaming and voice control. The reasoning behind the move came in a blog post yesterday by Sonos CEO John McFarlane, who called it an investment in the future of music that would allow the company to remain profitable, but which came with very difficult consequences. No details were given on the extent of the job cuts. McFarlane said the change would first see Sonos lean into an area of paid streaming services, an irreversible shift in the music ecosystem led by Apple. And there's a quote from him. McFarlane says the path forward for the music industry and for Sonos is crystal clear, as he announced it was doubling down on streaming music with an aim to build incredibly rich experiences as consumers inevitably get grew dissatisfied with existing solutions. So that's for Sonos users. This one, Skype launches 25-person group video calling for iOS and Android, and I can, it just happened in the Australian App Store too. Earlier in January, Microsoft announced that it would bring group chat features to the Skype app on mobile devices over the next few weeks, but never locked down a specific launch window. Today, the popular video chat app will begin to support group video calling similar to its web counterpart on iOS and Android via, this is via Engadget. The new feature will allow as many as 25 participants in a single Skype video call or video chat with 1080p video quality and access to both front and back cameras. Much like the PC and Mac apps, the person talking will dynamically be rearranged to the centre of the experience while everyone listening will be delegated to smaller tiles. The app will also let users pin someone in particular to the centre tile to keep their face in a locked location even if they aren't speaking. With the update, Microsoft will make it easier to invite non-Skype users into calls, which is interesting, as well, allowing a video chat group participant to invite anyone to the conversation by sending a link through the messaging app like iMessage and bypassing the traditional need for their Microsoft account information. Beginning first in the United States and Europe, rolling out for mobile group chat feature is expected to be completed within a week. The company hopes that worldwide support will be finished sometime by the end of March. So that's from Skype, and as I say, I know they've just updated the iOS app in Australia to do that. So that's the news.
Great news reading, Daryl. Thanks for doing that, mate.
No worries.
Now, Jacob, just before we go to the views on the news story, Jacob, you know, as you know, I get a lot of things sent to me to review, right?
Yes, I do.
Now, this week I got a portable SSD drive from Lexmar. Thank you to Lexmar for sending me. What?
Lexmar.
I can't. Whatever.
You're thinking of the printer maker.
But yeah. Anyway, they sent me a portable hard drive, an SSD drive for my Mac, to check out. So yeah. Thanks to them for sending me that.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we'll be looking forward to a review in due course, I guess.
Yeah, I've been using it during the week, and it's been fantastic, mate. It's very quick. If I had it's also USB 3. So if I had a USB 3 on my Mac, it would be more faster.
Again. Yeah, yep.
That works on both Mac and Windows. So, yeah, check it out if you're after a portable SSD drive.
Cool.
Let's go to Jake. What's your view on them stories, mate?
Well, for one, the Facebook Messenger coming to Windows 10, I'll be able to use the mic button now.
Yep. So is that going to be a separate app, is it, or?
It's going to be just the full Messenger.
In the Facebook website?
No, what they're going to do is they're going to actually pull it off, and it's just going to be a Windows 10 app directly.
That's what I said to you. Yeah. Is it going to be a separate app?
Like a Windows Universal.
Yep. That's what I said. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, and also the Microsoft Xbox. Woo, they need to shell out some severe money because this whole year they've been going down, up, down, up, down, up.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. And I know for a fact Sony had a similar problem, and I think they reimbursed people for the outage as well. So I can't see why Xbox can't do the same thing.
Yeah, they... they have the money.
Exactly. You know, even 1 month, 3 months or whatever, I don't care how many months, but, you know, I would be happy with an Xbox Live 3 months or whatever. Something.
An Xbox Live one game of your choosing.
Or whatever, yeah, I don't mind. Yeah. One game, don't know about that, but you know how much games are cost these days?
I know, that's why I said it.
Mm. Okay. What else, Jake? Anything else, mate?
The Skype calling. Yeah, I'm gonna need to lay down the law and test that out.
Definitely, we can report about that next week.
Oh yeah.
Next week on the show, we can talk about that Skype. You can actually add up to 25 people on a call, so that would be interesting to see. Getting 25 people on a Skype call would be crazy.
Yeah, because you couldn't speak,
could you?
No, you'd be in a room full of babbling idiots.
Exactly.
You'd need to, having been in web conferences before, you would need to have a moderator or someone in there.
Yeah.
You know, actually running it, unless you're just having some sort of Skype party where it doesn't matter. Yep. But yeah, if you're doing it in a business or educational sense, you'd need to have a moderator who would be telling people, well, you speak now and you stop and all that. Otherwise, yeah, I've been in 50 and 100, not Skype ones, of course, but I've been in, you know, webinars where there's been, you know, 50 people in a video. And, yeah, unless you've got a moderator, it gets really ugly very fast.
Yeah, definitely. And also with the Sonos story here, I actually did my review of the Sonos Play 5 is up on my blog, so check that out, Daryl.
Check that out. I will. Sonos.
Chance. So Kim good. Actually asked me some questions about it, and I didn't know there was microphones built into it, so that was interesting. So hopefully that will get some use.
So is it maybe listening to what you're saying so that when
you... It might be, yeah, because this news story is about this sort of thing.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, these days a lot of devices like, you know, in America, the Alexa and all that,
yeah,
you're just sitting there listening. So you might be walking in a room saying, oh, I'd like to play, you know, Deep Purple,
yep,
blah, blah, blah. And so Sonos, yep, picks it up and goes, oh, you've got that on your system or your streaming service. I'll just go and get it and play it for, if that's the,
yep,
case.
Yep, definitely. And, yeah, that's good. Thanks to Kim Flowers for doing that for me and asking the questions, that sort of stuff. So,
excellent.
I guess they're getting better with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, the Sonos. I didn't even know. I guess, you know, how it does, like, when you do the initial setup,
mm-hmm,
where it has to detect the room and stuff with all the noise and stuff.
Yep.
I guess that's part of it.
Well, it's got TruePlay as well. That's... TruePlay is where you can use your phone and you can just move your phone around and that detects the room environment and stuff, that sort of thing. So
I know Leo Laporte's a big Sonos user.
What's that?
Leo Laporte and the Twit Network. He's often talking about one? Yeah, I think he's got it in his home.
Okay.
And I think he's a big... He really likes Sonos. So I know
Talks
Sonos about
it. Sonos is great. I love Sonos. Yeah, best speaker ever. If you're after a Wi-Fi speaker, buy a Sonos, mate. Yep. You know, they're the best.
Cool.
Yeah, a few times when I was on FaceTime with Brad, I thought he was having a rave over there.
All right. Anything else, Jacob? We need to go to Ian next. So, anything else?
Go ahead.
Ian, any views and stories, mate?
You're referring to me, yeah?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I'm actually just having a lot of fun listening to you guys chewing the fat. It's quite interesting. This is my first time listening to you guys sharing your info about technology, and I actually love technology. So I was a bit distracted just listening to all the goss that you were sharing.
No problem, mate. No problem. Do you own any Apple products, or are you an Apple person, or both Android and Apple, or?
I ain't at all, buddy. Okay. If there's a new gadget that comes out, I'm generally the first person in the store to buy it. You know, although I did draw the line at the $18,000 Apple Watch.
And,
I was a bit blown away. I went into the Robina store in the Gold Coast at the Apple store, and I said to them, I said, so how much is this watch with the gold around it? They said, it's about $15,000. Really? He said, how many have been sold? I said, 10. 10 around Australia. Isn't that great? No, 10 in the store. Holy shit. so for $15,000 for the Apple Watch, and I was really surprised at that one. I haven't got that, I have to say.
Yeah. Do you have the new Apple TV?
No, I've got the previous one. I'm going to be listening to your show moving forward, guys.
Please do. We do speak about a lot of this sort of stuff, and we did speak about the Apple TV a while back. I've got one, and Apple TV 4 is just fantastic, and if you're into like movie and stuff and apps and that sort of stuff, you can get all that on the Apple TV 4 now. So, check it out, mate.
I will. I'll probably go down there tomorrow, tell you the truth.
This is the second person actually said that to me on the podcast. I think last week we had, a few weeks back we had, I can't remember her name. Daryl, remember her name?
And she was going to go and get one. So
yeah, that's right.
So we want Apple. How about giving us commission for selling your few Apple TVs? Come on, Apple.
One thing I've got to say about Apple, and I kid you not, because I am business. That's what I do. Yep. I live, eat, and breathe business. And Apple have their act together, and the reason they do is because you ever have any problem, you will not have any issues getting it solved with Apple. They'll just say, hey, here's a new computer. You got a problem? We can't fix it. Here, have a new one.
Yep.
You know, it's just their instant attitude.
Yep.
They don't hide their phone number if you've got to talk to them through the computer, whereas other companies don't actually want to talk to you in any way, shape, or form. Apple understand it's people with people, you know?
Exactly. What's your view on the iPhone unlocking with the FBI? What's your view on that?
Well, I got to tell you, I got my 14-year-old daughter. She says, I want the iPhone 7.
Yep.
And I said, well, honey, you got to work for it. So she's madly saving like crazy to get it as soon as it comes out. So we're both keen as mustard to get it. I'll be getting one as soon as they come out. Yeah, but I've also got the latest Samsung Galaxy, the Samsung Note. I run a lot of my company on the Samsung Note. So there you go. I told you I swing both ways.
Yeah, you do, mate. You do. Definitely. Good stuff. Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. Do you have a view on the FBI and they want Apple to unlock the phone for that terrorist guy? What, do you have a view on that, or have you heard about that?
That is a toughie. I sort of understand where Apple are coming from, but on the other side, how could you ever allow terrorists to be doing the things they're doing in the world? And I have to lean towards Trump saying, man, you know, you can guard this technology. Let's just unlock this and track down these horrible people who are doing these horrible things to innocent, you know, people. You know, this is people with kids, children, wives, husbands, and they just don't care. And they don't even care if they're Muslims. They just blow them away, mate. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's pretty scary, pretty sad.
It is very, very, very. All right. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast, Ian. So let's go to Daryl. What's your view on them?
Facebook Messenger will be. I mean, it's Windows 10 is got so many people using it, and it's rolling out across the place. So it was only a matter of time before Facebook created a set of universal apps that would work on Windows 10 rather than just relying on browser based. That's sort of the advantage, you know. If you have something through the browser, you've always got to be conscious of what the browser makers are doing, like whether it's Chrome or Internet Explorer or Opera or any of them. Whereas if you build a native app, you can sidestep the browser in some respects, and you're not being affected. If Google does something to Chrome and it breaks something on Facebook, then they've got to go and do something else. But it's so ubiquitous now, Windows 10 is starting to really, you know, roll out. And so I think that was a sort of a lay down mazare that they do something there. Sonos, I guess it's just moving like everybody else towards streaming music. They see that streaming music is the place to be, you know, with services like Spotify and all the rest. So they're trying to sort of hook their wagon with Apple. Mm-hmm. And that will be an interesting partnership because, you know, Apple make their own hardware, so whether they just stay with using Sonos stuff or they use Sonos for a while and then say, maybe we could make a lot of money if we brought out our own Apple streaming speakers, you know. You just never know. It's a double-edged sword working with Apple. It can make you a lot of money, but if Apple decide that they can do it better, you can end up being left with no market share left. Skype launching the 25-person, I mean, again, there's a lot of competition in video conferencing, right from the big high-end stuff right down to, you know, Skype and all that. So I think it's just Microsoft and Skype, you know, trying to keep relevant and keeping up with other app makers who are making video conferencing tools. And I guess it'll flow into their business Skype, which is called, I think, Skype for Business, which used to be the old Link product. I think that's sort of my views on there. I think that on Xbox Live, I think what Microsoft should do, and I'm sure they probably will, is just extend everybody's Xbox Live Gold account. They might say, here's an extra month or two or three, whatever. Instead of whatever your anniversary is when you've got to update it, they might just tack on several months and say sorry about that, and hopefully. But yeah, it's surprising that obviously they've had so many issues with it. You would have thought that the company like Microsoft, they would have made sure that that would have been in play, because you can certainly lose a lot of support, when particularly the gaming community, if you can't get on and play your games, you know, and you pay a lot of money for the games. It's not just Xbox Live; it's the fact that you paid a lot of money for your games, and if you can't play them fully, then that's also an issue.
Yeah,
Apple would have done that straight away in the blink of an eye, guys. I'm telling you, it's just the ethos. It's the business ethos, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It just depends on what the actual issue was behind it, what the problem that Microsoft was facing. I mean, but the problem with Microsoft sometimes is, and some of these big tech companies, is they're not always up front with the customers straight away. Now, if Microsoft had said, oh, look, we've got this issue, we really apologise, you know, it's causing us grief, but we're working hard behind the scenes, we'll get it done, and we'll throw you in a couple of months of Xbox Live to say thank you, everyone would have been fine with that. But when they just sit back and they don't say much, and people just get angrier and angrier and angrier, and it takes Reddit posts to get, you know, what's his name, Major Nelson, to get off his backside too and come out and start saying that. That's the issue, and I think Microsoft need to be a bit more in tune with their customers, I think.
Yeah, I refer to that as white paper, taking care of white paper. If you've got an unhappy customer, they're going to tell so many other people, and then you just got a heap of unhappy customers. And what benefit does that happen? Where Apple is like a blooming fire chief. They get the hose, they hose out the problem immediately, and then you got raving fans. It's not a complicated decision, but it's an inconvenient truth. You know? It's just one of those things.
All right.
Cool. That's my Darryl? Yeah, that's it for my take on the news.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Good stuff. So, Darryl, I'm still not with TBG yet. That's happening on Wednesday,
mate.
Oh,
Wednesday, is it? So, well, we'll be interested in when you actually swing over and you start doing, you know, a few speed tests and all that sort of stuff. What happens? It'll be.
Yeah, well, I got told I was going to be on Friday and I got mucked around and stuff and, you know.
I suppose the long weekend here is probably, you know. Yeah, that's always anything that sort of butts up against a long weekend here tends to sort of.
So for the convenience, they actually gave me 1 week free.
That was good. I mean, they came straight out and said, okay,
and that was the whole point of the Xbox and this, and you know, that's, you know, that's nice of TBG to do that, but you know, that's
If you do something, if you make a mistake or if something breaks down, if you're quick to own up to it, quick to either fix it or quick to compensate if it needs compensation, throw in a free week or free something, you'll get people say, hey, that was, you know, the thing broke down, but they gave me great service, and that's also good publicity for the companies.
Definitely. So well done, TBG. So are we there with them on Wednesday?
Yeah, great.
And I'll let you know how you go. Hannah Silver actually is getting cable in her area.
Oh, she's getting cable.
She's
cool.
Lucky.
Yeah. She should do a review of her Telstra cable.
I might ask her, actually. She'll get on the podcast and talk to her about it.
Yeah.
One Saturday. Okay, let's go to Ian. Ian, welcome to the podcast, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
To have you on, and you got a book out coming out. Is that right?
Yes, it's about to be in all the major airports and bookstores. They're just coming out as we speak. Yeah.
Okay. What's the book about? Tell us about the book.
Oh, well, I call it The Inconvenient Truth About Business Success. And, and the reason I said that is because it's, to be honest, it is a bit inconvenient if you want to be successful in business, you know? And, but if you're serious about being in business, then you've got to face these inconvenient truths. Otherwise, you're going to have a pretty crappy outcome. So that's why I put them together. And the reason I was able to put the book together, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that write a lot of stuff, but quite honestly, they really don't know what the hell they're talking about. The reason I put the book together was, guys, it's probably not something a lot of people yell from the rooftop, but I built one of the largest air conditioning companies in Australia, and I went bankrupt. I lost everything. I had a $10 million education, and it was a pretty tough time. So I shook myself off and said, geez, that wasn't too pleasant, but what did I learn from that? And then I went on and I built four other multi-million-dollar companies after that one. I just spend my time now making people face the inconvenient truths, because if I had done that in the first place, guys, I wouldn't have had to go through that pain of losing everything that I built up.
Yeah, definitely. Can you mention the business?
The first business that I built was Marsh Air Conditioning, and it was one of the largest air conditioning companies in New South Wales, definitely. I thought I was on top of the world, thought I knew everything, and doing well over $1 million a month, and thinking life's pretty, and came crashing down because I just didn't take care of some pretty important things, you know. So now I spend my life just helping other people, not making the same stupid mistakes I made when my ego got too big for me and I thought I knew everything.
So, yeah, I guess so. And by the way, I have to confess I'm doing a pretty good job with it. I just finished business school yesterday because I've got hundreds of students that I teach how to improve their businesses. And, man, you know, I've got single mothers that thought they could only live on $50,000 a year and they're now making, you know, well over $150,000 within a couple of months. And I've got businesses that have been struggling to make a few bucks and now, you know, many people are millionaires and multimillionaires simply because they know the right things to be doing in their businesses. And they're the sort of things that I cover in my book.
A lot of entrepreneuring going around there.
Yeah, I love it. I love being an entrepreneur. And by the way, technology plays a big part in that too, guys, you know. It doesn't pay to stick your head in the sand and you do the same thing you did 20 years ago and say, oh, I worked for the last 20 years, why should I change? Well, you know, you're going to pay the price of, and that's an inconvenient truth. You've got to keep up with this technology. You've got to keep changing with the times and you've got to do what you've got to do. Trust me, I just got get used to one technology and you buggers come up with another great idea, you know, and you've got to learn how to keep on top of that, otherwise you get left behind.
Well, since you said the technology, well, what type of technology did you use?
Well, I tell you what, I was the first person, I started off as a tradesman, and I was one of the first people to get a mobile telephone as a tradie. You know, those big bricks, I don't know if you remember them or not, you're probably maybe too young, but yeah, so I was one of the first person. It cost me for my first telephone, I think it was like $4,000 for my first telephone, you know. But I got it because then people rang me straight away instead of all my competitors. Well,
Can I just quickly mention, Craig Ship actually has got one of them phones. I remember what, him showing us that in a Hangout, Jake. You remember them? Remember that?
Yes. My mom had two Motorola brick phones.
That's it. They're the ones. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the baby. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, that's very interesting, Ian. So when is the book out at the moment, mate, or when does it come out?
Yeah, well, the book is actually coming out in airports and bookstores probably within the next couple of weeks. But I'm actually giving away a few of them while stocks last. If people wanted to go to theinconvenienttruth.com.au or theinconvenienttruthaboutbusiness.com.au, either one, they'll actually be able to get a copy of my book for and just cover the postage and I'll send it out to them if they're interested in getting rid. You know, I heard you saying, oh, man, I was thinking about getting that that latest what do you call it, the iPad Pro?
iPad Pro.
I saw it. Well, yeah, many it's been many years since I've had to worry, oh, can I really get that or can't I? You shouldn't have to worry about those sorts of thoughts.
Right.
You just, you know, you should be able to say, well, I want it, I'll have it, you know, but
exactly.
But you got to do what it takes to get to that point.
Exactly, mate, exactly. Yep. Yeah, exactly. I
have the money for it.
Yeah,
exactly. Will the book be on? Will the book be on the bookstore and on for Apple? Like you can download.
Yeah. So, well, I know it's on Amazon. I'm not sure if it's on Apple. It could be on Apple. If you go to Apple or Amazon, you can get the Kindle version, and you're going to start looking at that. It's I've been, you know, like some people, they get the book and they're polite. So, oh, thank you very much, and you know they'll never read the bloody thing. They just put it on the bookshelf.
Yeah.
I've had hundreds, literally hundreds of people saying I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning reading this thing and it's bloody fantastic. Because it's just my story. It's just, you know, simple truths about, and when you start reading it, you go, geez, this guy's not full of it. This is just the real thing.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, let's go to Dale. Any questions for Ian?
So it was, were you always interested in doing, you know, like business training, or was it purely because of your experience running your air conditioning company that sort of drove you towards doing that?
Well, no, actually, it was neither. It was me actually meeting the most beautiful woman in the world and me not having a cent in my pocket and going, holy shit, I need to make some money before I ask her to marry me. So that was what made me get serious about learning how to be successful. That's just the truth. And that's my beautiful wife, Jenny, by the way. So she's the reason why I'm successful today.
And so when you do your training, like you're training potential entrepreneurs, what sort of, as far as the technological world and that, what sort of tools do you use to sort of, you know, deliver, you know, like when you're up in Sydney delivering to your students?
Absolutely. Well, I've pretty well fully gone to the cloud now. I use Microsoft 365. I've got staff all over the world in China, America,
Belgium, Perth, Adelaide, you name it. I've got staff everywhere. And I'm just about to put a VoIP system in. And, you know, that's the way the world operates. You know, you don't just think in business that you're geographically based anymore. You can operate with the whole world. Your staff can be anywhere in the world. And because of technology, you can have it happen. But if you don't listen to things like this and people like you guys, and you don't know that technology is there to do these things, and then your competitors beat you and you go out of business.
So do you use, I was thinking when you were mentioning about having client or staff all over the world, something like Slack would be a useful tool.
Right. I don't know about that
That's a tool that you use, you know, for text, type of like text type chatting, but you can create, it's like taking the old text chat rooms, but sort of putting it on steroids, and you can create, say if you've got multiple teams all over the place, you can create a room for your team in China and a room for your team in wherever. And you can be talking to them via text at any time, and either that or on a mobile device. And I think, as Brad said, a couple of weeks ago, they're just bringing out audio. So you'll be able to talk to them. But it's just one of those tools where if you've got lots of different teams scattered around and you want to keep control of each team, if you like, and they have separate responsibilities and things, you can build up. And there's a free service and then a pro version of it where you pay for each user a month. So
how do you spell that?
Is it Slack? Is in that was Slack. You know, it's a strange name in a way, but I mean, like particularly for us Australians, when you say, "Hey, you're Slack," you know. But yeah, and so you can sign up with the free service and have a play, and if you like it, well, then you can jump to the pro version. But I don't get any. I'm not getting any endorsements from Slack. That was just an example.
When you do sign up, they actually give you credit as well.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. I will check that out. But here's something I do want to add, though, for anyone that's in business, I guess, that one thing that I learned is you check out the best solution and technology to fit your need, but then you commit to it and you get really good at it,
yep.
And you make sure that you don't get then tempted and try and do a bit from this one and that one and something else. So I always keep my eyes open on the best technology, but you then make sure you put all your ideas in one technology. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yep. I don't recommend many people swinging both ways, even though I am PC and Mac. For the company, it's all PC, and not because it is best, just so that everybody's focused and know where to put every bit of information and understand how to use every bit of technology, because you've got to be able to use the technology properly. And that's one thing that I did learn. Yeah,
it comes to integration too. So
exactly.
Yeah, you've got a mixed bag of technologies that don't really talk well together. You're spending all your time trying to make stuff work rather than actually getting whatever the job you need to get done. So sometimes it is worth having a single ecosystem where you've got all, you know exactly. And then you're right, becoming an expert at it, because then it helps with productivity. If your staff are well-trained, know what they're doing, if you're well-trained and know what you're doing, it just means you're not wasting a lot of time doing the same job over and over again.
Exactly. And it's the same actually with you guys and with social media and with what you're doing. And, you know, like there are so many social media platforms that you can have out there. God knows, I can't even keep up with all of them as they keep coming up. But, you know, you get your plan and you get as good as you can with that focused effort and do it really well. That really multiplies your effect rather than just having a bit of a stab at one bit and another bit and another bit. And you see a lot of people trying to do that and they just really don't nail it. And you guys are being very consistent, and I've just been having a good look at your processes. And, man, very impressive. So you've got another follower, guys, and I actually just then sent a message out to my list for you. So you'll have a few more fans coming to listen, yeah.
Appreciate that, Ian. Yeah, no, we've been doing the podcast for a few years now, like nearly probably 5 years maybe, a little bit more, 6 years. And, we just do it. We've got Daryl and Jacob on each week and we just come on and chat about stuff and have a bit of fun and, yeah.
Exactly. And you're real, you know, real. You're not full of it. You just do what you love.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yep. Yeah, exactly, man. So how much is the book to buy when it goes on sale?
Well, it's $29.95 in the bookstores. I do have probably about 1,000 left, I think, of books that I'm giving away. So if you just cover the cost of postage and handling, which is $9.95,
okay,
you can get a copy of my book. You know, it just means you're serious. So you cover the cost of the postage and I'll send you a free book.
All right. Well, I'm going to get one then.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Love your feedback, guys. Make sure
we'll do.
Yeah.
We'll do, mate. And where can they get hold of you, Ian, if they want to ask you any more questions about the book or anything about what you do?
Yeah. Well, our main website is streetsmartmarketing.com.au. If you go there you'll then start to see, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of people that have transformed their lives and their businesses. So that's what I love, mate. Just like you guys love technology, I love making people stop making silly mistakes in their business.
Exactly. Exactly, mate. Are you on Twitter? Are you on Twitter at all, Ian?
No, I'm actually Twitterless. I do have a Twitter account, but I just put some things up onto my Facebook, which is Street Smart Marketing One.
Okay,
is my Facebook.
All right,
and, just come and like me on there, mate, and happy to help you guys in any way I can.
Will do. Appreciate your time, man. Thanks for being on, mate.
Fantastic, guys. I'll catch you later.
Podcast, and hope you come back on any time if you've got any free Saturdays. And
yeah, I will. I'll stay in touch, guys. It's been a lot
we'll
of
do, mate.
Very interesting.
Stay in touch. Daryl, where can they get hold of you, mate, and what's your view on the podcast?
No, it was great. Thanks to Ian for coming along and talking business. I mean, it's important, you know, you can be an enthusiast, but if you can't make it a business, then you go out backwards. So it's great to talk about business, and great show. And you can find me on Twitter at Learnscape or on Google+, Daryl Hunt. Just type Daryl Hunt into Google Plus and you'll probably find me there as well.
All right, good stuff. Jake, what about you, mate?
I always love being on the show.
Good on you, Jacob.
Good on you, Jacob. Appreciate your support, mate, and thanks for sharing the podcast each week. You too, Daryl. Thanks for you as well. I know you share it every week and stuff, and yeah, it's good to see.
No problem.
Jacob, go ahead, mate.
And where you can find me at is jazzbot326691z.
And you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Stay tuned for the – I'm going to give away that SSD drive soon. So stay tuned. I'm not sure how I'm going to do it, but I'll just keep listening to the podcast and you'll know how to win it.
Cool. That will be a good prize for someone.
What's the brand again, Daryl?
It's a Lexar.
Lexar.
Lex, it's a tricky one because there's Lexmark, which is the printer manufacturer, and Lexar. So yeah. It's Lexar. So big,
Lexar.
Big
Lexar.
Thank you to Lexar.
Yeah, thank you, Lexar. All right. Yeah, so just keep listening to the podcast. We're going to find a way to give this away. And they sent me one to give away, and I'm going to try it out for a couple more weeks, and I'll think about giving it away to someone.
Cool.
That's about it. You can get me on Twitter at Brad on Tech Webcast. Please comment on iTunes and rate us and share the podcast and also on SoundCloud as well.
Every bit helps.
It does indeed, Jacob. And you want to mention anything before we go, mate?
Not really, but just stay frosty.
What?
Stay frosty.
What does that mean?
Stay cool.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you lost the game, Jacob. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Jacob. And Steve didn't show up. Not sure why.
Don't know.
Absent without leave.
Yeah. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer! Boom!